Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and we got a lot to talk about tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk some basketball, some Colts football, some baseball and racing. Right now, though, the star of our show, you catch him every 15 minutes. He's got everything you would possibly need to know on a busy Friday. It's Network Indiana's Brad Huber.
This Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard in Indianapolis, Bloomington, Jeffersonville, and Lafayette. Think outside the box, store, qualitysupplyandtool.com.
Thank you, Coach. Good evening. Good to be with all of you here this evening on the first weekend of the month of May. And activity at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway gets underway next weekend for the Sanzio Grand Prix on the road course. Let's revisit last night. Indiana Pacers winning 120-98 in Game 6 over the Milwaukee Bucks. Here's Tyrese Halliburton. Burton talking about winning his first ever series in his career with the Indiana Pacers.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. I just love being here. Love being with the Pacers. Everybody here is amazing to me. And, you know, we're not done yet. What'd Gino say? You know, they wrote me off. I ain't right back.
Coach Rick Carlisle, his first series win in 13 years, which was an NBA championship. He talks about getting that series win over the Bucks.
Yeah, this has been great. I mean, look, when we had to basically squash this thing 2.5 years ago and start over, when you start using the R word, you know, it can get ugly. It can be, there's teams that were rebuilding for 9 years. You know, Kevin and Chad struck gold with Tyrese, and it turned out to be a great trade for Sacramento. And then, you know, the Neesmith trade was another important piece. The Toppin acquisition was big. And then we had to figure out which guys were the guys to stay. And Miles and TJ were obvious guys, you know. And then Nembhard in the second round. You know, Siakam in the deal in late January, and you go, you know, right on down the line. So it's been super fun with this group. When you work with a guy like Tyrese Halliburton on a day-to-day basis, I mean, there's nothing better in coaching than that. You know, there just isn't.
The Pacers will open up the Eastern Conference semifinals Monday night at 7:30 against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Game 2 Wednesday, Game 3 and 4 in Indianapolis Friday and Sunday of next week. Their cohorts open up play today. The Indiana Fever tie with the Dallas Wings in a preseason opener with 38 seconds to go. And yes, it's the debut of Caitlin Clark for the Indiana Fever. And Caitlin Clark, 21 points, leading all scorers tonight. And Alyssa Smith has 20. We'll keep an eye on that here this evening. Minor League Baseball across the state. The Lake County Captains beat the Fort Wayne Tin Cap 6-4. The Captains scored 5 in the third inning to get the win. The South Bend Cubs blanked the Lansing Lugnuts 3-0. Victory Field tonight, the Indianapolis Indians trail 10-4. That is headed to the bottom of the ninth inning. College baseball today, the Ball State Cardinals got the win over Northern Illinois 4-3. Xavier defeated Butler 13-6. Evansville all over Valpo 13-1. A big game in the Big Ten Conference, an in-state rivalry up in West Lafayette. The Purdue Boilermakers winning game 1 7-4 over the Indiana Hoosiers. Purdue scored 3 in the 8th. They'll play 2 more. The winner of this series will stay alive in the Big Ten Championship chase. The Indiana State Sycamores, no issues with Belmont today, 15-5 winners. They are 24th in the country. They scored 7 runs in the first 2 innings to put it away early. Pittsburgh winners at Notre Dame today, 3-1. Southern Indiana got the win over SIU Edwardsville, 5-1. The UND Greyhounds, ranked number 20 in Division 2, split with Lewis today. Lewis winning game 1, 7-4. They had 6 runs in the second inning to put that one away. And conversely, the UND Greyhounds scored 6 runs in the second inning of game 2 to win game 2, 10-6. So that series was split today. They'll play again tomorrow. Wayne State beat Purdue Northwest 7-4 today. Olivet over Tryon 4-2. Conference tournaments at the NAIA level. Huntington beat Taylor in the Crossroads League tournament 9-6. IU Southeast over Shawnee State 7-3 in the River States Conference tournament. Indiana Tech winners over Aquinas College 9-7 in the WHAC Conference tournament. St. Francis beat Indiana Wesleyan in an in-state battle 9-7. That was in 10 innings. Marion beat Mount Vernon Nazarene 10-6 in the Crossroads League. Oakland all over number 8 Ohio Christian 17-5 in the River States Conference tournament. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. I want all of you to join me in congratulating our studio producer, Landon Koontz, who is graduating from the University of Indianapolis tomorrow night. I'm assuming you're not working tomorrow night, Landon.
No, so. I am not working tomorrow night. Thank God I got tomorrow night off.
Good. You have a previous engagement scheduled for Saturday night. Congratulations. I know everybody in the family excited. You're excited. I'm excited for you. I'm very proud of you. Everyone knows it's not an easy thing to do to get a college degree. So to you and your family and your and everyone else involved, congratulations. And I know you want my job. I don't think I'll be around long enough for you to get it, but I understand that. And I don't blame you. I'd like to have this job too. So I'm glad you're with us tonight. Congratulations again. And certainly, I'm not going to be there, but I wish you nothing but the best tomorrow. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. I don't want to tell you how long ago I graduated. It's been a few years. It's a big – I'm just happy for everybody to help celebrate with you, okay? So congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, Brad Huber. You're back. You're up. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. It's always enjoyable, but no, this is at least for now my last show of your year. Not scheduled again the rest of this month just because we get heavy with Paragon Speedway coming up in a couple weeks.
Right.
And we have a doubleheader the 17th and 18th and then the eve of the 500, but yeah, it's a fun month of the year as we get cars on track at IMS in about a week, but always enjoy talking about it for sure.
For those who do not know, Brad Huber is the track announcer at the Paragon Speedway in beautiful downtown Paragon, Indiana. And so you're busy on Saturdays. So when do you begin the doubleheaders? You get doubleheaders.
The weekend of qualifying for the 500 will have events Friday the 17th and then Saturday the 18th, and then we will again in June. I think we have one about once weekend a month. One in June, one in July, and one in August, but that does lead to 4th of July weekend off, which is kind of nice. But we'll have doubleheaders next weekend. We have our longest race of the year coming up tomorrow, the Chuck Amati Classic. It's a 68-lap race, which is a lap for every year that he lived. He was a National Sprint Car Hall of Famer. So we're getting ready for our longest race, one of our biggest races, coming up tomorrow night, which should be a lot of fun.
You must, in fact, be like a little kid in the candy store doing what you do because of your love affair with racing.
Absolutely. I've been trying to find a way to get into announcing racing specifically and filled in at a couple places, Anderson Speedway, Circle City Raceway. Our good friend Mark Janes led me to an opening at Paragon Speedway, and that's how that started last year. So this is my second season there, and having a lot of fun. And the good news is we're finishing a bit earlier in the night, so that's never a bad thing either. As compared to 1:30 in the morning, it's hitting 11:30, so not bad at all.
Not bad at all, and it's not that bad a drive for you from Indy to get down to Paragon, and you can do your own version of racing on the highway to get down there.
Yeah, prefer to not do that on the highway, but yeah, it's a straight shot down 67, about 35 minutes from our house in Canby. So not a bad drive, like pretty much a straight shot down past Martinsville, about another 5 or 6 miles south
of
39, and go through downtown Paragon and get to the racetrack. So yeah, it's a pretty easy drive, and enjoy doing that every Saturday night.
You're close enough in Canby. You're close enough to Plainfield, so yeah, you're right there.
I am right there. As a matter of fact, when we started having kids, we were thinking about moving up to Plainfield. And,
well, I would think it'd be the thing to do, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when we have kids, they too will be Plainfield Quakers. We determined. So like yourself.
yeah, hail to the varsity, my brother. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so tell me, this coming weekend, now not this weekend, but next weekend, we got racing. We got cars on the track. We're going after each other.
We are, yeah. The Sanzio Grand Prix of Indianapolis, kick off the month of May on the road course, and Greg kind of alluded to it a little bit. The Road to Indy program on track practicing on Thursday, and they'll practice qualifier race Friday and Saturday, and the Indy cars will race Saturday afternoon with Indy next. So busy weekend, a lot of on-track activity next weekend.
He's Brad Huber. He's coming up with a scoreboard update. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Let's talk high school baseball. Weather's great. It's that time of year. Before you know it, we're going to be playing sectional baseball around the state. Who better to talk about high school baseball in our state than the man who is a great friend of our show and knows an awful lot about high school baseball in our state, from IndianaRBI.com, Steve Krall. Hello, Steve. How are you tonight?
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You been able to get out and see some games this week?
Yes, I did. I saw Northridge Goshen. I actually came – I live in another part of the state, but I actually came and saw Havilland Southeastern and Noblesville. Don't ask what the score of that game was, but I did see that game.
Right.
Yeah, so I've gotten around. Last weekend, I got to see Ileana Christian and Fort Wayne Dwenger played at Marion. It was like a three-way, so I'm kind of mixing it up.
So this time of year, you know, it's kind of like the usual suspects in terms of the polls. We talked about it last week. Center Grove in 4A, Andrean in 3A, Hagerstown in 2A, Lafayette Central Catholic in single A. The Hagerstown situation may change because they lost earlier in the week, right?
Right. They lost to Knightstown 9-5 on Thursday. They were 16-0. So I don't know if that's going to drop them or not, but that is the case. So among the teams in the top 10 in these polls, the only other unbeaten that I know of, based on their record that I was able to get, and I know Cedar won tonight, so last night, they're 12-0, and they're in 2A as well. But everybody else has got at least one loss.
Right, and we've been lucky so far in terms of we've been able to play a lot of games, have we not? I mean, the weather has kind of cooperated. You know, we all know what this is like in Indiana at this time of year, early in that season. It gets a little tricky.
That's right. You know, Center Grove has played 18 games. Andrean has played 20. You consider they started their season, you know, down south, but they've gotten 20 games in. Like I said, Hagerstown has played 17 times and 19 for Lafayette Central Catholic. That's just a sampling there. So when you consider you can play 28 games with the tournament or 26 games in that area. So, they're well on their way. Some teams, however, have only played just barely over 10 games. So they're going to have to stack a lot of games in there to get in the next 3 weeks to get their limit, probably.
Yeah.
Some of these places,
it's not good if you don't
have turf fields, and that helps get, you know, rainouts in. You know, they don't have the mud to contend with.
Or we go. Obviously, we're seeing more and more of that, are we not?
Oh, yes. I did a story two, 3 years ago about the turf fields in the state, and there were about a dozen that were used by high schools. And just what I know, and I hear about it all the time, I know 50 is the number now that are either here or are planned and on the way. It just keeps mushrooming. And it's an expense. Depends if you're going to turf your whole field. It's more than just doing the infield, but it's probably $1 million or thereabouts. But if you treat it right, you can get your money, your investment back.
Yeah, and you don't ever, obviously, I mean, it's the type of situation where not only your baseball, softball, it gets a tremendous amount of use in being able to do that.
Right.
All right, let's go back and look at these.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
You can rent it out to travel teams in the summer. Your gym classes can play on. You can use it, so you get your bang for your buck.
You do get your bang for your buck, and thank goodness we get the opportunity. So the polls, what's interesting, you and I have done this a couple of years, 3 or 4 years on the show. These polls don't really change much. You look, baseball's there's some really traditional powers, if you will, some programs that have been successful for a long, long time, and not coincidentally, you see them around these polls right now at this time of year, which I think is obviously a credit to those coaches and those communities because they take it very, very seriously, and the success they've had, it continues.
Right. Number three, the most recent poll is Jasper. We know all the success they've had. Terry Gobert got his 900th win this week. And they were 13-3 the last I checked their record. So they're, rolling right along. You're right about that. You look at these teams that have won state titles or they've been in the state finals here in recent years, a good many of them.
It just seems to be that way. And so any surprises to you, the teams that have gotten in the polls that might not have been anticipated to be there at this point in the year?
Well, it's kind of hard to say what you might have at the 1A level because you're not talking about a lot of numbers there sometimes, but Touts is not traditionally thought of in that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a good baseball program there in Northwest Indiana. They're number four. They were 10-5-1 last. Jason Dorshorst is the coach there. So that's a little bit of a surprise. North Decatur and North Davies, they're both in the top 10 in 1A. So that's a little bit of a different names. I mean, they do have baseball traditions at those places, but maybe not top 10 all the time.
They're sneaking in. So looking ahead, give me some of the key games. What about tomorrow? You got big games. Who's playing tomorrow that kind of catches your eye in terms of scheduling on a very busy weekend?
Well, I was kind of looking at that. And one of the games I had my eye on had nothing to do with their records, but this is really off the track here a little bit. But Lalamere, which is in an IHSA school, is supposed to play in Southland Clay, and the reason that I have my eye on that game is Southland Clay is closing. So they're going to be the last baseball season. And Joel Reinbold, I know very well. He's been there a long time. The field is named after his dad, who's a Hall of Famer. So I was curious about that situation. So I might go there tomorrow. That's a possibility.
It'd be a good ball game. I think this time of year, just some great matchups, don't you think? I mean, there really are.
Jay County, I'm not gonna go to that game, but that's a game
that's
got some import.
Well, you can't, Steve, you can't be everywhere.
Right.
I know you'd like to be.
I saw Western and Peru play last year on a Saturday, and they play again this year. It's at Peru this time, and 13-2 and 11-2. So those are two pretty good teams. And yeah, I can't be everywhere. So do what I can.
They can catch up with you on IndianaRBI.com. Steve Craw, thanks so much for your time. Have fun tomorrow. We'll catch up with you tomorrow night. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Steve Craw, IndianaRBI.com. He's going to be with us tomorrow night talking more high school baseball. Hard to believe now. You know, you baseball, softball. Spring championships in the IHSAA will be here before we know it. I always say this, I mean this sincerely. Get out, watch, go and support your local kids at the high schools in your communities. Watch baseball, watch a track meet, a tennis match, whatever you can. Have some fun, enjoy it, be outside, work on your tan. Price of admission, that ticket you buy, help support that program financially. So, you know, there's a lot of good in the opportunities that are given to these kids, and you make it possible by going out there. So, yeah, that's great stuff. Coming up, we have a lot more. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk with Scott Hetty, the new basketball coach, men's basketball coach at the University of Indianapolis. Matt Taylor from the Colts is going to join us. Rookie camp, mini camp, those kinds of things, the draft. You can always talk about the Colts. Also going to talk some baseball with Brendan King. We've talked a lot of racing to this point. This time of year, you need to start looking at your schedule, your work schedule, so you can kind of build into your own schedule some opportunities to go out to the track. And, you can conduct business at the track. That's one of the things you can tell your employers or whomever you're working with. You can conduct business at the track. So there's going to be a lot of action next weekend as we get ready. It is May, so we've got a lot of racing to talk about. We'll talk about that a little bit later on tonight. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. We got a lot of racing to talk about. Adam Alexander from Fox Sports 1 will be with us and spend some time with him. And, yeah, go ahead and join us tomorrow. Even after 30 years of being on the air, I still have to remind people that we are on Friday and Saturday nights, and we have been for those 30 years. So join us. I actually think in many respects our Saturday night shows are – sometimes better than Friday night. And so do that. And as a reminder, we are about to wrap up season number 30. I'm about to wrap up my 30th season on the show. And I'm going to take June and July off as I do and try to recharge the battery and get ready for season 31. So we're headed into that soon. We'll come back after this scoreboard update with Brad Huber. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Think outside the box. Store. QualitySupplyAndTool.com.
Caitlin Clark's debut with the Indiana Fever just ended a few minutes ago, and the Dallas Wings beat the Indiana Fever 79-76. Caitlin Clark missed a three to force overtime. That is a preseason game, the first of two that they will play. They'll play at home on Thursday against the Atlanta Dream. Caitlin Clark had 21 points, tying with Dallas's Jaylen Brown for the leading scorers of the night, and Alyssa Smith had 20 points for the Fever. Erica Wheeler had 16. Also just going final over at Victory Field, the Indianapolis Indians fell to the Buffalo Bisons 10-4. Buffalo, 8 runs in the last 4 innings. Other minor league baseball, Lake County Captains got the best of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 6-4 today. The Captains scored 5 runs in the 3rd inning to put that game away early. South Bend Cubs blanked the Lansing Lugnuts 3-0 up in Michigan. college baseball today, Ball State beat Northern Illinois 4-3. Xavier over Butler 13-6. Evansville, no issues with Valpo 13-1. In-state rival and a series that could lead to one team being in contention for the Big Ten championship. Purdue getting the best of Indiana 7-4. Purdue scored 3 runs in the 8th inning. They'll play 2 more, 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. The Sycamores of Indiana State ranked 24th in the country all over Belmont today, 15-5. They scored 7 runs in the first 2 innings, and that game was over early. Pittsburgh over Notre Dame 3-1. South Indiana over SIU Edwardsville 5-1. UIndy and Lewis split a doubleheader today. Wayne over Purdue Northwest 7-4. Olivet over Trine 4-2. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Just ahead of Coach Scott Hetty from the University of Indianapolis. Let's talk some baseball. Indianapolis Indians lose to Buffalo 10-4 tonight. With me, Hall of Fame voice of the Indians and Hall of Fame person, Howard Kelman. Howard, thanks so much for the call. This is tough. Indians lose a tough one and give up 8 innings and 8 runs in the last 4 innings of this ball game.
Well, you're right, Bob, and thank you very much for those kind words. Now, the first 3 games of the series were won by the Indians. They played really well, and they moved to 3 games above 500 for the first time all season. And when you're playing well and you have a rough night, and the Indians had a rough night, you can shrug it off saying it was one of those nights because, Bob, the Indians committed 6 errors. And, I mean, mm-hmm. you can go years without committing 6 errors in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the defense let them down. Buffalo played errorless ball. This was a game that had 22 base hits, 14 runs, and not 1 home run.
Yikes. Yikes. Well, give me some positives, if there are, in this ball game.
Well, the Indians hit the ball well. They scored 4 runs. They had a number of hits. They are leading the league in team batting. So they're swinging the bats well, led by Nick Gonzalez, who has been the league's leading hitter, 1-2 all season. He's been great, and that's been really significant. The player Nick Gonzalez, and Paul Skeens, Bob, is going to pitch Sunday for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think this will be his last game in an Indianapolis Indians uniform.
Wow.
It's just my guess that the Pirates will call him up. We do have plenty of good tickets available. It's a 1:35 starting time. And Paul Skeens has got these phenomenal numbers. He's pitched very well each time out. And so we look forward to seeing him on the hill Sunday.
You need to get out to the ballpark, everybody. Watch this kid because you're going to see a whole lot of him as his future continues. Indians lose 8-4 to Buffalo. Howard Kelman, 10-4 the final. Hall of Famer Howard Kelman, while you're at the ballpark, stop by the gift shop, buy his book, 61 Humorous and Inspiring Lessons I Learned from Baseball. Howard, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks for the call.
Bob, as always, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Scott Hetty joins me, the new basketball coach at the University of Indianapolis. And, Coach, I apologize for not calling you sooner, but I'm glad you're with me, and a belated congratulations on the job.
I appreciate it. It's been a busy couple weeks here, but it's been obviously a lot of fun. Great opportunity and, new challenge. Obviously an opportunity to go back to, my alma mater, and that doesn't happen very often, obviously, as
nope.
a coach. So, and the other thing is that, it's not for our family, I think you probably experienced this when you went from Franklin to IUPUI, not a lot of things change at home. I live on the north side, so instead of, I get the 465, instead of going right, I go left. So, it was an easy transition. But, no, I'm excited.
I've been blessed in my professional life, not only as a coach but also as a broadcaster, to get great opportunities. I was able to coach two different college basketball teams and never have to move. So, you know, you know this because you know where I live in Franklin, and I still remember walking by your house stunned to see you in that house. I thought, what in the hell are you doing here, right? I mean, I remember, you remember that vividly. And so I know what you mean. I think, and I will tell you, it's great to go back to your alma mater. Sometimes that's hard. I found it to be really difficult for me. I needed to be at IUPUI. It was a great change of pace for me. And the best thing I ever did in my life was to do that. But I also loved the relationships I had with my guys at Franklin. So, it's a great opportunity. And I know it was hard to leave Marion because they gave you a chance to be a college basketball coach.
They did, 7 years ago. It's something it just kind of happened. It wasn't like I was really looking hard for something like that. But I knew at the time, it was hard to leave Carmel, obviously, because we had a lot of good, positive things going there. But I knew that it was a great opportunity and everything was there. I felt like they had offered the things to really win. And we were, fortunate to do that. And I think it's the same situation here. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't feel like, the opportunity was to do big things. And I kind of had that same feeling. So, really fortunate to be able to be really going back to Carmel. I mean, you go to Carmel, to Marion, to UND, and three, just tremendous opportunities. I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, yeah, and you're also deserving of it too. I would point out you're too modest to do it, so that's what I'm here for. But you also, I think the other part of it too is those programs that you left and went into have all had various degrees of success, and so you're inheriting in this day and age. Yeah, you're coming into a great program, but there will be turnover. There always is when coaches change, but you still have a foundation, an understanding of what it takes to be successful at the highest level of Division II basketball.
Yeah, and it's a little different situation when I going into Marion, although John Grimes was there for years and had a lot of success, but the few years before that, I think the 8 or 10 years before that, they had struggled a little bit, and I think been in the national tournament maybe one time in the previous like 15 years, so. We were, because of the players, we were able to go to the national tournament all 7 years. So, we were able to turn that around. It's a little different situation here in that, UND has had success. I mean, I think you go back to, even the late Royce Waltman, he had a couple good runs, and then Todd Sturgeon, had some really good teams. And then Stan Girard went to the tournament, and then recently Paul Cassaro. So there's been some success over several years. So, but we've got everything there to win. You got a great campus, you're located in a major city. We've got tremendous facilities. And if you look at the athletic program across the board, I mean, it's success across the board. So, the programs are important to the university, and obviously basketball is important, and we have everything there to win. So, we've got some work to do, though, because we've got, like I said, you kind of mentioned it. We've only got, I think, three scholarship players returning, and we've been able to get out and get a couple early commitments. But we've got some work to do with the roster. Mm-hmm. We're up to six right now, so we can at least play. We can at least play a game,
Right.
I hired Devin Heath Granger. I don't know if you know. Devin, he's a Lawrence Central graduate, and he played at Goshen College, and he's been at Fairmont State Division II school as associate head coach for the last 5 years. So he's been a great help. He's been here the last week, so he's going to be really key to our recruiting, and he'll be my associate head coach. So bringing an Indiana guy back, so he's excited, to get started.
Well, I know you. I'm a fan of yours. You know that. And I think the one thing that will serve you well, because it served you well in your previous moves, your teams will defend people. And if a guy comes in and puts on a uniform in place for you, they're going to guard people. And that's why you're going to continue to be successful.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Again, I've never guarded anybody, but, you know, it's all players win games. You know that.
Right.
But you know, yeah, that was kind of what we've hung our hat on the last few years, you know, at Marion, and that's going to continue.
Right.
I think we were top 10 in the country last 3 or 4 years in our defensive efficiency. So that's where
Coach,
it starts.
I need you to hang on through this scoreboard update, okay? Hang on. We'll be right back.
No problem.
NAIA baseball in conference tournaments this week. 3 games in the Crossroads League tournament. The first one of the day was Marion defeating Mount Vernon Nazarene 10-6. Game 2, Huntington over in-state rival Taylor. That was 9-6. And the final game of the day in the Crossroads League tournament, another in-state battle, St. Francis beating Indiana Wesleyan 9-7. That went to 10 innings of play. The WHAC Conference Tournament, Indiana Tech beating Aquinas College 9-7. They'll head to the championship series and play a best of 3 May 6th and 7th next week. And the River States Conference Tournament earlier today, Oakland City, a major upset, upsetting number 8 Ohio Christian handily 17-5, and ongoing right now in the top of the 6th inning, IU Kokomo leading Point Park 8-4. So busy day of conference tournament play at the NAIA level. Major League Baseball across the Midwest today. Colorado Rockies beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2. Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-1 at Wrigley. The New York Yankees beat the Detroit Tigers 2-1. Los Angeles Angels blanked the Cleveland Guardians 6-0. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago White Sox 3-0. And the Cincinnati Reds trailing Baltimore right now 3-0 in the middle of the 7th inning here today. The Indiana Fever, their preseason opener, they fell at Dallas 79-76. Caitlin Clark, in her first game in the Fever uniform, 21 points. She had a 3-pointer to try to tie it at the end of regulation, unable to hit it. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, season 30. We're glad you're with us. We were talking with Coach Scott Hetty from the University of Indianapolis before the break. I got to tell you, Coach, it's going to take me a while to be able to make that transition from Marion to UIND. So if I make mistakes, please pardon me in advance. But, again, I'm happy for you. And now you get a chance to do what all of us in the college game do. As we mentioned before, you got to get out and work and find players. But I got to believe now, Division II has always been a level where kids, there have been a great number of transfers at the Division II level anyway. And so I think for you, and you've had success at Marion, having kids from the central Indiana area want to come back closer to home. So I think it's a perfect opportunity for you in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think, you know, the difference within, you know, from the NAI to Division II. Now, the Crossroads League, you know the Crossroads League, and the top of the
sure.
Crossroads League is really,
yeah.
really good.
That's Division I basketball.
You know, yeah, pretty much. And so, and basically the GLVC is as well, the top teams there. So, but I think the difference from a player standpoint from the levels would be probably just athleticism, length, a little bigger, the skill levels, you know, pretty much similar. So, but yeah, I think you still have to start at the high school level. And I know, you know, there's 3,000 guys in the portal right now, combined Division I and II. There's almost 3,000 in the portal. So, those guys are there. But I still think, you know, we recruit, you know, central Indiana, Indiana. It's where it's got to start, in our backyard. There's, there's players there. And what's happening now, and you probably know this, is, you know, the Division I's, they're kind of waiting on guys. So you can get high school guys now that you may not have been able to get, 5, 6, 7 years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so you gotta, you know, you just gotta, you know, do your work and know, you know, who you want and you gotta be diligent in your recruiting. So, but I think it starts with the high school guys.
Right.
And then as we get going, you know, I think then you gotta pluck, you know, kind of, you know, plug in the, you know, the transfers, what you need each year. You know, I think that's how you use the transfer portal rather than just to go get a bunch of transfers every year. I don't know how you can keep any kind of continuity or chemistry or culture. I just think it would be really hard. Right. And I'm, you know, I think the culture is so important. And I think the way you build that is with, you know, high school guys are going to be program guys and stick mm-hmm. with you and develop. So I think that's your priority. But the portal is very important. And obviously for us this year, we have to, I mean, we're going to have to fill our roster
right.
pretty much through the portal. You know, so that's kind of where we are right now. But yeah, it's changed. It's definitely changed. When I started at, you know, at Marion 7 years ago, there was no portal. There was no NIL and none of that. You know, now there were guys mm-hmm. transferring, obviously, but there was no
sure.
portal, no NIL. And so all that's changed and all that's obviously it all trickles down, you know, so it's all right. here. You know? So we all got
it. I'm so glad. I'm glad I don't do it. I enjoyed doing what yeah. I do. And also, yeah. had you chosen to come to Franklin College and play for me, I'd probably still be coaching. So what can I tell you?
Well, you know what? You know, that's probably one of the biggest mistakes I ever made, honestly. You know, I always think like that. I remember and I no, that was not – that was probably one of the decisions I would like to take back. You know, definitely.
Oh, I think it worked. You know what? It worked out. I think you did okay.
Yeah.
I really do. Hey, I'm glad you took time to join me. I'm so happy for you. You know I'm happy for you. You know I've always been a big fan. I think it's a great move for everybody involved. It's hard for me to say this, but I, you know, because of my rivalries at Franklin and at IUPUI, your school now was one of my big rivals. And so it's hard for me to be complimentary, but I wish you the best. And okay. and I, again, Scott, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And I'm a fan of yours as well. You know that. And I really appreciate all you do.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's been a fun night. Brad Huber, you having fun tonight or not?
I am having fun. A lot of good conversation. Coach Hetty used to be the head coach at my high school alma mater. High school, so congrats to him getting up to the D2 level. Always happy to hear stories like that.
All right, tell me about Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark, her debut with the Indiana Fever, a preseason game down in Dallas, had 21 points today to tie the leading scorers in that game. The Fever fell just short, 79-76. But I saw a picture from what it looked like down in Dallas and Arlington, and that place was sold out. Not a seat to be had. I think that is going to be an absolute common theme, home and away, all season long when the Fever come to town.
Well, you know what? I like watching her because she can play.
Yeah, no question. She can.
I mean, she's tremendous.
Shoot the ball from anywhere. I mean, she can shoot the ball from half court.
The locker room.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, you have to be guarding her at all times to prevent her from shooting the basketball. And a pretty solid night for a rookie, her first game, tying Jaylen Brown of Dallas as the leading scorers of the night.
When do they play again?
They'll play on Thursday at home in the only home preseason game against the Atlanta Dream. It had to be moved up from Friday to Thursday because of the Pacers Eastern Conference semifinal schedule.
Right.
So the only home game will be Thursday as far as the preseason goes, and then they'll open the season on Tuesday, May 14th on the road, and their first regular season home game will be on May 16th. Against the New York Liberty. So looking forward to seeing what that atmosphere will be like at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Well, it'll be pandemonium is what it'll be. This is why everybody recognizes that Indiana is the epicenter of basketball. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, no question. You have the Fever. You have the Pacers getting their first playoff series win in a decade. You have racing starting up. So for the first time in 10 years, we'll have Racers, Pacers, Fever. I can't think of anything more Indiana than that.
I can't either. To be, I think it's fantastic. And I'm glad Indiana Sports Talk right there having fun with all of it.
Yeah, it is a lot to cover. You know, normally we get to the kind of quieter times of the year at this point, but right. The Pacers and the excitement around the Fever with the Indianapolis 500 and the Grand Prix coming up certainly keeps us busy, those of us here in the scoreboard chair, over the course of the next month. So hopefully we'll keep it going for as long as we can, especially with the Pacers. We know the Fever and the 500 will keep going through the month, but hopefully the Pacers
absolutely
will go through the month as well.
He's Brad Huber, and if you stay right with us and don't change your dial, he's going to be coming up with a scoreboard update at the top of the hour. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.